This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome to another exciting hour of Auto World. Sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, I'm Mike Wallace, coming to you from the color studios of Newstalk 1400 WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama, high atop Lookout Mountain, where wildfires are almost obscuring us in smoke. We've had a tremendous drought here. We are 20 inches below normal in rainfall. Our last measurable rain was August the 26th. There's a no-burn order out through the whole state. And the governor's even, we've got 15,000 acres already burned, Don. And there's a no-burn order in effect. And there's even a $5,000 reward from the governor's office, anybody that knows anything about who's starting these things. Anyway, we've also got on with us this morning. He is direct and live at the Carlisle event down in Lakeland, Florida. Is our old friend, the old car guy himself, Don Jones. Hey, Don.
Hey. I never think of Alabama as being one of the dry states in the Union. Living down in the Fort Rucker area for a couple years, it seemed like every day about 5 o'clock in the summertime, we'd have the rainstorm, and about an hour later, it would dry up, and all water would be sucked into the ground.
Yeah, this is bad for us. So we, it's been quite a while since there's been a drought that's this long, and you know, the grass hasn't grown, which to me is a good thing because I haven't had to pay a cut. But
right,
you got to watch, you know, anything you do around here is setting off wildfires. We had a national...
Yeah, I noticed that in Missouri in our dry months that along the highways you'll have these little cigarette-started fires. You know, out the window the cigarette goes and you can see the little patch where it starts. And next thing you know, you've got the fire department down there with a pumper, knocking down the grass fire.
Yeah, well, anywhere, if you're traveling anywhere in the south, east of the Mississippi, you'll find pretty much those same conditions, other than in Florida. They've had a pretty good year as far as the rainfall is concerned. Some of it a little more than they bargained for, but they got it. Here in Alabama, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, it's been bad, except right along the coast where they got the hurricanes a couple times that skirted the coast, but... So be careful. You're driving along. Don't throw any cigarettes out down here. It's liable to start all kinds of things.
I'm not a smoker, but I don't even gonna throw my empty soda cans out the window. I'm going to try to be a good custodian of the environment.
Keep it in the car. When you get to a filling station, dump it out there. You know, that's what they got trash cans for.
I used to save all of my empty aluminum cans and put them in the alley. There used to be folks who would come through the alley occasionally collecting the cans to supplement their retirement checks. But I don't think there's too many of those people left because of the low prices for scrap aluminum.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody do that in a long time.
Yeah.
So they don't have to wait until the metal prices come back up for that to happen. But it's been rough weather down here anyway. Rough, and now it's turning cooler. And the leaves are coming off the trees, but everything's as dry as a bone. And it's they've had their share of water where you're at. In fact, you spent some time, I wanted to talk a little bit this hour about, you spent some time with Big Daddy Don Garland. Talk about that.
Yeah, I did. I talked to him about the electric dragster and a few things. He was incredibly busy with this swap meet. It's a big deal for him because he's signing autographs and selling souvenirs and different products from his drag racing days. And I didn't want to take up his time, nor did I. He's 84 years old, and you know, he's quite active, but I felt out of respect. I didn't want to really bug him because he was working hard, and I didn't want to put any more burden on him than I had to.
Yeah.
I spent more time with his staff and the folks from the Florida Mopar Association. He's got a lot of nice people working for him. They were very helpful. We were trying to get them on here with us, but they were just got too busy. It was a big event that they were selling a lot of souvenirs. At one time, there must have been 50 people in line waiting for his autograph. And he was such a nice person to the crowd. You know, to the kids, posing with the kids so parents could take pictures. I have a picture of him and I in front of the Swamp Rat 37. And then we did a little bit of radio on that last week about how he's trying to break the 200-mile-an-hour speed limit with an electric car. And he's already, he has the quarter-mile world speed record, and I think it's 184.6 miles an hour with a lapse time of 7.27 seconds, 7.27 seconds. So,
wow.
As quick as I want to go in any kind of car, to be quite honest.
That's, it's just hard to believe they can really crank that much out of an electric motor, but.
Right. They're claiming about 2,000 horsepower at about 1,600 watts. Maximum voltage is 420 volt, but they're running at around 410. They discovered that if they overcharge the batteries or get close to the maximum charge of batteries, that the motors shut down. They sense that extra voltage.
Oh,
and
okay.
They start reacting as if it's a power overload. So the whole development of that car has been one of trial and error. And transmission problems, there's a lot of things to be worked out. And he doesn't know when he's going to try for another record. Right now he told me that he feels that the battery technology isn't up to where it needs to be in order to bust that 200-mile-an-hour barrier. In my mind, and I have to qualify with what I'm about to say with the fact that I'm not qualified except to have an opinion. But in my scientific mind, it's telling me that, maybe it isn't so much the batteries and the motors as it is one of gearing and transmission and final drive issues.
Well, you wouldn't think you'd need much battery capacity because you're only talking about a couple of minutes from the time you turn it on to you're done,
He usually does a burnout to get the tires warmed up.
Yeah.
But he's had enough power after the ride to actually drive the car back from the stop area. Just kind of turns it around, drives it back up on the return ramp.
Huh.
It takes about 5 minutes to charge it up. I'll take that back. It takes about an hour to charge it up, and it costs about 25 cents of electricity to charge those batteries again.
Do you know, that's the one thing that they haven't ever really defined on these electric cars. What does it cost you to charge them up? Nobody ever says.
I don't think it costs an awful lot. Obviously, there's a time factor involved at a charging station.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what the replacement cost was going to be on the batteries once they need to be replaced.
Well, we'll talk about that. We're coming up to a break here. But if you've got a question or if you've got an electric car you want to talk about it, call us at 855-660-4261. Auto World continues straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you. listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you, ain't that a fine machine? Drive your automobile down a highway, man, on the road. Drive that automobile down a maze on the road. Who is that? That the police? You better drive it careful on this highway road.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true.
Welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who's on assignment this weekend. It's good to be with you on another edition of Auto World. I also have our good friend, the old car guy himself, Don Jones, over in Lakeland, Florida at the Carlisle event. See anything different here since we talked last?
No, I'm not. That in a very good observation spot as far as seeing a lot of the action. It's about 500 yards directly ahead, so I can barely make out people walking. What I had noticed, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the Huey helicopter came in, and a little while ago, a biplane flew over. They're doing biplane rides. And I see way off in the distance, it looks like some kind of aircraft taxiing on the other side of the airfield. I'll probably be able to talk a little bit more about exactly what's here in depth tomorrow after I have an opportunity to walk around and see what's on the other side of those trees ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, talk to a few people, but we'll have some interesting things to share tomorrow.
Do you have any, maybe we ought to save this for the next half hour, but, you know, for a guy that's thinking about getting into this, you know, he's got his eye on this old car, and he wants to kind of restore it. You got any advice to somebody like that?
Yeah, it's really, when you're going to get involved in it, to do some thinking and really what your intentions are. And some people will take a car that their dad had or they had when they were a youngster to restore that. Well, maybe a car that doesn't really have that much resale value. Don't think that you're going to take a 54 four-door station wagon and put it together and it's going to be as worth as much as a convertible. Do it because you love what you're doing, and it brings back a lot of memories, and you've got something cool to drive. Don't think of it as an investment. If you're going to get investments, go ahead with Rolls Royces, Lamborghinis, because just an old drivable car isn't going to make you much. And then figure about your budget, and then double it. And if it's a Plymouth or a Mopar product, you probably want a triplet. Mopars are the most expensive to do. Fords are next. And Chevrolet products are generally the least expensive. Now, somewhere in between that are your Mercurys under Fords and Etzels. There's still a lot of Etzel parts out there. Buick, Pontiac, Oldsmobile, there's still a lot of parts out there. There used to be a lot of them. We still see a lot. But keep in mind, too, that 150-pound bumper is going to cost you an awful lot to re-chrome. So you might want to stick to something a little bit smaller, a little bit cheaper to work on. But figure out what you want to do, what your plans are, what are you going to do with it when you get done. Figure your budget. When you buy a car, buy as much as you can. The more you buy first off, the better you're going to be off in the long run. And when you're taking a look at a car, make sure you're not buying what I call a Bondo Bandit. Make sure there's not a lot of body fill in there. Make sure that whoever did the body work did it correctly. Get underneath the car. Take a look at the frame of the car and also the floorboards, either by looking under the floor mat. Or better yet, get it up on a rack where you can get a light under there and make sure that they haven't used old pieces of street signs to spot weld in for your floorboards. You'll know what you're getting. Then take a look at your power plant. Is it the engine that you want to have in it? Are you planning on putting a different engine and different transmission? How much horsepower? And the engine can run you anywhere from a few hundred dollars to many thousands of dollars. Keep that in mind. Transmission, your air conditioning. You can find an air-conditioned car, the air conditioning runs. That's going to put you ahead of the game by $1,000 to $2,000 or even more on putting an aftermarket air conditioner in. So with that in mind, you know, then you're ready to start and, you know, go from there. A lot of the fun can be looking for these parts. You can find a lot of stuff online, obviously, with your old car guys. But there are different magazines that cater to certain brands of cars, like Muscle Car Magazine or Chevrolet Magazine. You can find people that are selling parts for those cars. Going to the swap meets can be fun, the different car shows. And by all means, join a car club. Car club members may have garages full of parts. They're definitely walking encyclopedias of information on those type of cars. And they're usually a good bunch of guys. And even though you don't have a number one car or a car that's going to win a car show, they're just glad to have somebody that's into the sport or into the hobby. You meet a lot of guys, a lot of great people at these car shows.
Well, it's great networking if you're into that. And
yes,
like you were talking about, to find information from people where to find the stuff you want. And that's what you want your website to be.
Exactly. You know, we have a page up there in our community that has hundreds of different associations, car clubs, museums, general information on organizations that do things with all kinds of cars, not only the classics, but the old Lamborghinis or Alfa Romeos, the Volkswagen clubs, stuff that doesn't have to necessarily be old or classic, but to be collectible, to be what a lot of people or a group of people might think that are cool. So therefore, they all band together, they all know one another, and they all usually help one another. A good example of that would be the Edsel Club of America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for veteran automotive journalist Bob Long, who's on assignment this weekend. But I do have the old car guy himself is on location this weekend. He's at the Carlisle event in Lakeland, Florida, and he joins us by telephone live from that event. You still with me, Don?
Yep, sitting here in the hippie hot rod,
We were talking about AMXs. We were talking about AMXs when we had a break. And those are just shortened. Javelin was AMC's entry into the pony car market.
Right. It was one of them. They had the Rebel as well, but it was kind of the. I'm sorry.
It was a little bigger car, though. I mean,
right? The Javelin was kind of their answer to the Firebird and to the Camaro, the Mustang.
Yeah. But then they shortened it and they made it an AMX, and
right.
It must be what, 2 feet shorter at least.
Well, you would think so. I know it had about a 10-inch shorter wheelbase. If they turned on a dime, I had a 1970 390 with a Hertz package in it, and it was just remarkable on its ability to turn a very, very short circle. It ran a 390 engine. They had an optional, I think, a 360, and I think maybe in 68 they might have had the 343. They also had smaller versions. I think they had a 270, 287. And I mean, possibly in the real early ones, the 68s, they probably might have even offered a six banger. I know they did with the Javelins all the way through.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, and the 390 engine became the 401 in 73. 73, they went back to the longer four-seat version of it, and up probably, I don't know, 60 or 90 thousandths over on the board, it became the 401. So a lot of assumptions were that the 401 was the Buick engine and 390 was Ford. There was a couple other engines in there over the years that were the same size as the big three engines, but they were a standalone manufacturer, although I think maybe their transmissions may in fact have come from one of the other big three. Kitamita was a T10 Borg Warner, but I might be wrong on that.
Well, I was thinking Chrysler was doing the transmission driveline parts of it for.
It might have been. And again, this is something I really had to research. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It just seems to me that I ran into somebody that had a T10 and said it would fit into an AMX or Javelin. I identified it because it had the original round Hirsch shifter on it. It had a round shaft on it that said Hirsch, and then the ball on the top was round with the four-speed notches cut in the top of it.
Uh-huh.
Which was, kind of cool for today.
I remember they were very popular for a while, and then they just kind of vanished. And so did AMC after that. Wasn't long.
Unfortunately. Usually at the different Mopar events around the country, you will see AMC, you will see Jeep. And the AMC kind of spreads its wings a little bit, and not only the AMC, but the Rambler, the Nash stuff for the old stuff, they all kind of... In those shows, they kind of all hang together. There was probably the biggest collection of AMXs that I've ever seen in one location. And a car show was up at Carlisle Mopar event back in August. And that was the same weekend that I ran into a guy by the name of Bruce Rambler over near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that had 42 AMXs in his garage.
I didn't bring
a camera.
How did he go about finding that many of them? Are there still that many around?
Well, apparently there are. I don't see that many for sale. But he started way back when, and he had AMXs back when he was in high school. His dad worked at the AMC dealership, so I imagine he had a pretty good network of folks that owned them. And I've ran into guys all over the United States that know this guy. Well, let me rephrase that. I know people all over the United States that know of the guy. And they may know him personally, but he's been written about in several magazines on his vast collection.
Wow, it was just an amazing car. And, for a company, I had a Pacer station wagon.
Mm-hmm.
It was orange with wood on the sides, the old Squire type. And it was a nice little car. I mean, it was bigger than it had a lot of volume of room on the inside.
Yeah.
And it was so ugly, it was cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah, kind of like a little
egg. Wood on it. Oh boy.
Yeah, I had the AMX, and later I had a 68 Rambler. I think it was a 990 Classic. And a buddy of mine in college had that little gremlin that looked like it was cut off and back.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah.
That was your basic transportation, I'm telling you, with that three-speed on the floor.
Yeah.
258-6.
There was one fellow up in St. Louis that had one of those. He turned into a race car, and the whole back end of it was nothing but tires. Another fellow that's racing AMC stuff... over in DeSoto, Missouri, I can't remember his last name. His first name is Austin. Runs a machine shop over in that area, and I'm going to have him rebuild this 426 I got in the garage one of these days. After I settle down and quit buying computer stuff and signs for the old car guys, I may go ahead and put together another muscle car.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah, if I do, I'll have fuel injection on it.
Well, that's the only way to go. Although I had a club debt once, and I got real good at swapping them. Because they would, I could swap one, have one off and the next one on a car running in 7 minutes.
Oh, my. Yeah, I had to kick around the idea of putting a fuel injection system on that little six-cylinder Barracuda. And I was talking to one of the guys at the Mopar show. He says, that's no problem at all, Don. There's a guy that makes fuel injected for six-cylinder Jeeps, and that'll fit right on that engine. And he gave me the guy's phone number, the company's phone number. I haven't called him yet, but I may go ahead and do that just to just to be doing it. My thoughts are putting the fuel injection on and going with a 4-speed transmission, maybe with an overdrive in it, and just seeing what kind of mileage that little 6-cylinder will put out in that lightweight Barracuda. But he also told me that the computer system and everything is built in to the fuel injection, and it all basically sits on top of the engine. There's not a lot of black boxes to wire in or anything. It's pretty much a bolt-on type of operation.
Well,
let me rephrase that a little bit. A bolt-on and plug-in to some kind of power source. And if I may go ahead and explore that for our audience at a later date and maybe find something that's not only going to be cool to have on your car horsepower-wise, but also gas-wise, and the ability to control the fuel will have a lot to do with the law of longevity of an engine, keeping unburnt byproducts out of your engine,
and
make things happier. If you can eliminate dirt and contaminants from your engine will last forever.
Hey, we'll get a break, but we'll talk more about that. Don Jones is in Lakeland, Florida. We'll have more with Don when Auto World continues on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
It never actually crossed my mind to try it until I was just at a dead end. And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome. He makes us feel like we saved him. Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, sitting in for Bob Long, who is on assignment this weekend. And we've got the old car guy himself, Don Jones, out in the field in Lakeland, Florida, right now. He's at the Carlisle Swap Meet Car Show, car auction, all and helicopter rides and airboat rides and all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah, barbecue, beer, and hot dogs.
All right.
You kind of think of this place as a county fair with a lot of car parks.
There you go. How often do they do that? They do it at the same place every year down there?
Well, they will be. They do this show, which they call their fall show. They do a winter show. I think it's in February. Not sure about the dates. It's a four-day event, 4 days of the swap meet, 2 days for the car auction. Then they do a series of about 8 events up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. Some of them are, for me, are super cool. Others are, I can't wait to miss them.
Yeah.
Chevy, GM, Ford, and Mopar. Mopar is the biggest by far. They do Corvettes at Carlisle. They do, they got a biker weekend up there. They have another one with, the Rice Burner weekend. And, to be quite honest, and I hope I don't hurt anybody's feelings with what I'm about to say, but I just don't have any motivation really to go to the Rice Burner weekend. They call it something else. They go to contemporaries, but they got little tiny, engines that ought to be in sewing machines that make these, sounds like a, cross between a go-kart and a motorcycle. They're really not people up there that we cater to.
That's harsh, Don.
Yeah,
harsh.
I know.
And it's true. It's hard.
I'm being kind. All of our fans out there, they can go ahead and come back and tell me where I'm wrong, and maybe they'll sway me, but not today.
Honda 50 was my size motorcycle. I know they've got smaller engines than that in cars now, but little 50cc was just enough to move you along without getting you in any trouble.
Well, that's true. In most states now, under the 49cc and smaller moped-type engines don't require license plates. We're seeing a lot of folks around St. Louis putting around in those things. And
yeah.
You're good on city streets if you don't get run over by a truck.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
But they'll put along at, 40 miles an hour, which is, plenty enough to go, down to the grocery store or down over to see grandma or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, on one of those little things, 40 miles an hour has got to feel like you're really flying low, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. I remember way back back in the 60s, my buddy Crazy Danny Hershey had a little Honda 50, and some weekends he'd pop over on a Saturday morning. We'd go cruising around the neighborhood in that thing. And it was cool. But, you know, sometimes people could outrun you. Particularly with two guys on the bike, you know.
Yeah.
you know how kids are. You'd be cutting down the street, honking somebody, and they take off running after you just to grab you by the back bumper or back fender and lift your wheel off the ground so you couldn't go anywhere. But, you know, we were kind of rude to one another back when I was a kid anyway.
Go ahead, Mike. Well, I was just going to ask you, have you ever been to one of those Barrett Jackson functions?
Yeah, I did Barrett Jackson a couple years ago, and
what's that like?
There's a number of things going on at Barrett Jackson at the same time. It's been about 3 years, I think. Last time I did a Barrett Jackson, and I kind of showed up thinking that I would talk to people about the old car guys and, selling stuff, trying to find new clients. The people that we did business with were the people that were the vendors. The people that are up there selling and buying cars are focused on the auction itself. And it's all, everything that they're doing or going to do that car is done already. It's time to take it to market. So we really can't break into that concentration. It's a good place to look at stuff. It's a good place to meet people and to get an idea of who they are. And some of those people up there are creating cars just to sell at Barrett Jackson. Mm-hmm. And some of those cars and trucks need to be taken a closer look at.
Well, but you, even to think about buying anything, you got to have a U-Haul truck that's stacked full of cash, though.
Well, if you're coming to any of the big auctions, you're going to have to pay a fee to attend. You're going to have your cash or a line of credit, some way of paying for it. The transportation home, which can be arranged at the auction, usually through reliable carriers at Barrett Jackson and for Amelia Island, which advertised on Auto World Radio, by the way. Everything else can be gotten there, the insurance and whatnot. Those are for the buyers and the sellers, or guys like us that are there to go ooh and ah and wish that we had the money to buy some of those items. There are people that are selling lesser cars and selling stuff. It could be gas pumps and neon signs. It could be models of cars. It could be books, magazines, and whatnot. So there is a vending area. It's not like a swap meet, but it is more of like a, I'm not even sure if I would say like a,
memorabilia kind of thing.
It's more a little bit higher scale stuff and nicer stuff. You may have people there with books, and they might be doing book signings. So it's a couple of steps above doing a swap meet or a garage sale type of thing. But it's worth your while to go and to look around. And usually non-buyers are allowed to look at the cars that are going up for auction. And not every car that sells there is a big-dollar car. When I say big-dollar, $100,000 or more, $50,000 or more, there can be bargains there. The last couple of years, certain cars, the market for certain cars have been kind of depressed, and people have gotten cars that should have went for $50,000, for $30,000, cars that should have went for $25,000, for like $17,000. So if that's a bargain for you, it's possible at some auctions to find those cars. But you need to have an educated eye. You need to look beyond the wax and the chrome to see exactly what that car is all about. Now, some of these buyers and sellers up here are people have been doing it for years and are pretty much on the up and up. But I do get a sense that some of these shows, there are people that are putting stuff together that may not be as neat or as good of a car as first appearance. And really, I can't say anybody that I know is doing it. It's just kind of a feeling I got from the attitude of some of the people that I watch. You know, sometimes you get a feeling about somebody. Mike, and that's kind of a feeling I got about a couple characters up there. And I'll tell you the reason about that is that they had six vehicles that were pretty much the same. They were all running engines that were almost right for that car. I don't want to get too much involved in it, somebody will figure out what I'm talking about, but they were Chevrolets, and they were running the six-cylinder engines, but the six cylinders they were running were the post-1954s, which are the six-cylinder 335s after 54 were a better engine. But all these vehicles were before 54.
Hmm.
But if I was going to restore a car to something near original, I would have had the same engine in it.
Yeah.
There were things on the car that were common across all the vehicles, and you knew that when the person bought these parts, he bought them in bulk.
Well, we'll talk more about it tomorrow. We're at the end of the hour, Don.
Oh, we sure are.
Okay, we sure did. We killed another one. Thanks for listening. This is we've had a lot of good time today. Don's down in Lakeland, Florida at the Carlisle event, which he will be tomorrow also. So join us again. We'll see you tomorrow on Auto World right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Chances are you'll find somewhere wrong. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1 hour pain relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain. But I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1 hour pain relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1 hour pain relief too that we'll send you a 1 week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-9500 right now. That's 800-269-9500. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-9500 for your 1 week trial or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-9500.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.